उसके अलावा यहाँ पे ये चीज़ भी मेंशन है कि सम पेशेंट्स विद टाइप 1B हु हैव अ पार्शियल लैक ऑफ टायरोसिनेस एक्टिविटी मे शो वेरिएशन इन द कलर ऑफ द स्किन एंड हेयर विद द हाइपोपिगमेंटेशन मेनली सीन इन द वार्मर एरियाज एंड डार्क हेयर्स फाउंड इन द कूलर एरियाज ऑफ द बॉडी विच माइट गिव एन आइडिया दैट दीज जीन म्यूटेशंस आर टेम्परेचर सेंसिटिव बट इट इज़ नॉट अ प्रूवन थिंग इट्स जस्ट हाइपोथीसिस. Talking about the clinical features, as I mentioned earlier, that there is generalized reduced pigmentation of the skin, hair, and the eyes. The degree of the pigmentation varies with the type of albinism. The ocular features include congenital nystagmus, hypopigmentation of the iris leading to iris translucency, which can be demonstrated by the slit lamp examination of the eyes. Besides this, as an important finding which is related with the diagnosis of the albinism, and they say that if this finding is not present, then the diagnosis of the albinism is excluded, is a misrouting of the optic nerve with excessive crossing of the fibers of the optic chiasma, which results in strabismus and reduced stereoscopic vision. It can be demonstrated by the monocular visual evoked potential. So they say that if this misrouting of the optic nerve and excessive crossing of the fibers at the optic chiasm is absent, then we exclude the diagnosis of albinism. So it is that important. Usually we establish our diagnosis on the clinical basis and we usually do not perform any test. But in ophthalmological examination, we do it basically for the visual examination of the patient to determine the vision, the visual acuity, etc. But this test can be done additionally if the facility is available. Other findings include reduced pigmentation of the retinal pigment epithelium, foveal hypoplasia, and reduced visual acuity, usually in the range of 20/60 to 20/400. Besides this, refractive errors are present, color vision impairment may be present sometimes as well, and photophobia. For obvious reasons that the pigment is not present, so it will lead to photophobia.